So last night, I commended those at Mass for their prudence. I guess this morning, I will commend you for your courage.
How about that?
So I thought for a moment today, do something a little bit different. We're going to take a step back, and rather than consider the content of our scripture readings, let's consider how we arrived at the scriptures in the first place. The Bible is perhaps the most revered book in the history of the world, a pride of place among Catholics and many others. But very few know how we even arrived at the books that we have. Well, this consideration takes added meaning this morning when our first reading comes from a book that some Christians claim should not even be in the Bible. How can that be? Well, I was trying to think about a way to explain it clearly. So for the sake of simplicity, we're just going to think about the Old Testament this morning. Now, you'd think that might be easy. You know, wouldn't Christians just use the same Old Testament that the Jews used? Couldn't we just, like, open Jesus' backpack and see which copy of the Old Testament he had? But it's not that easy. First, it's important to know that the Jews themselves were not all in agreement about what should be in the Old Testament. By the time the Jews sorted it out for themselves, around the year 100, the Christians had more or less already moved on. So by the 300s, there was almost universal agreement among Christians about what books were in the Bible, the Old and the New Testament. Then, for more than 1,000 years, there was not much question or much variation of the books of Scripture. The book of Sirach that we heard from today would have been heard by Christians throughout the world for centuries. Until around the 1500s. It was then that Martin Luther made the claim that certain books of the Bible, certain books of the Old Testament in particular, should not be included in our scriptures. And he made this claim for three reasons. He said that some of the books were contrary to other parts of scripture. And he said that Jews already had the Old Testament set. And he said that we should only use sacred scripture that was written first in Hebrew. And so because of those three claims, he said we shouldn't be reading from Sirach, or Maccabees, or Judith, or Baruch, or Wisdom. He also thought we shouldn't be reading from Hebrews or James or some other New Testament books. But when we consider those three claims of Martin Luther, his first claim was that there were certain books of the Bible that contradicted other parts of Scripture. But in reality, there were certain books of the Bible that contained teachings that were problematic for him, like praying for the dead in Maccabees, and so he wanted to remove them. Secondly, he claimed that Jews had already set what the Old Testament should look like. But the reality is that that wasn't set, as I mentioned, until around the year 100, when Christians had already recognized what was important. And then finally, his claim was that we should only take Old Testament books that were written first in Hebrew, And in the 1500s, it looked like Maccabees and Sirach and others were not. But history has shown us, particularly with the Dead Sea Scrolls discovered in the early 1900s, that in fact they were written first in Hebrew. How smart the Holy Spirit is. Nonetheless, because of that, from the Protestant Reformation until today, the Protestant Bible removed those seven books from the scriptures, which is very different from saying that the Catholic Bible added seven books, which is not the case. Those seven were always there. It's interesting to consider the book of Sirach, which we hear from this morning. Some will maintain that the book of Sirach is not quoted directly by anyone in the New Testament. That, in fact, may be true. But there are plenty of other Old Testament books that are also not quoted directly in the New Testament. But that's not a means for their exclusion. In fact, experts, when comparing the book of Sirach with the New Testament, would point at numerous references where perhaps our Lord was thinking of the book of Sirach. In fact, believe it or not, when we pray the Our Father and we say the words, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us," it is possible that our Lord Jesus was referencing a passage from Sirach when he taught his apostles that prayer. If it was important to our Lord Jesus, it still remains important to us. And so we recognize on this day that the book of Sirach, which we heard from today, has the same level of value and importance as any of our Old Testament books. We are grateful for that clarity that can only come from the Holy Spirit, who alone has given us the Word, who alone has given us that inspiration, who alone can nourish us with the Word of God.